Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
PowerBank, CUN, advances beta partnership with IntelliStake on Enterprise AI Suite. PowerBank Corporation, trading as CUN on NASDAQ, Sun on CBOCA, and 103 on FSE, has announced progress in its partnership with IntelliStake Technologies Corp. as a closed beta partner for IntelliScope, an enterprise AI suite. The first agent, tailored for the energy sector, offers site analysis for renewable projects, regulatory monitoring, and intelligence summaries. PowerBank will provide feedback during beta testing, with a focus on customizing functionality to its needs. The program aims to improve decision-making in data-intensive industries. PowerBank focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. To learn more, visit powerbankcorp.com.
Defense News breaks UCOR Rare Metals Inc.'s TSX.V, OTCQX, UURAF, Rapid SXTM targets RE bottlenecks with scalable solution. UCOR Rare Metals, listed on the TSX.V as EU and QX as UURAF, is leveraging its Rapid SXTM technology to address bottlenecks in rare earth element processing. This technology processes REEs at least 3 times faster than traditional methods, reducing physical footprint. UCOR aims to disrupt China's control of the North American RE supply chain through strategic partnerships and the development of processing facilities in the US, Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit UCOR's website at www.ucor.com.
DataDasher AI launches SOC 2 certified platform to boost productivity for investment sponsors and wholesaling teams. DataDasher AI, a developer of agentic artificial intelligence platforms for financial professionals, has launched a SOC 2 certified system tailored for investment sponsors and wholesaling teams. This platform, powered by Brain Language TM AI technology, helps wholesalers save 10 to 15 hours weekly by simplifying meeting prep, client interactions, and follow-ups. It offers real-time data queries, automated email drafting, meeting transcription, task detection, email integration, and team collaboration. DataDasher AI ensures every touchpoint is captured and actionable, integrating seamlessly with popular CRM and meeting platforms. This secure system with strong encryption and multi-factor authentication is designed for better advisor coverage efficiency and territory management. To experience how DataDasher AI boosts wholesaler productivity, firms can request a demo or sandbox trial environment on their website. NewViz to present B2B last-mile delivery strategies at CSCMP Edge 2025. NewViz, a leader in last-mile transportation management solutions, will be presenting at the upcoming CSCMP Edge 2025 conference alongside partners Ford Motor Company, Geodis, Sencora, and Bart Demoink LLC. The session, How to Build Resilience and Agility in B2B Last Mile, will explore how industry leaders are rethinking last-mile strategies to improve performance and visibility. Speakers include representatives from Ford, Bart Demoink LLC, Sencora, and Geodis, showcasing innovative approaches to B2B delivery networks. Attendees can gain insights on leveraging technology and collaboration to navigate the complexities of last-mile logistics. Visit NewViz's booth at the conference and learn more about their solutions for improving delivery performance and managing disruptions in the logistics landscape.
ITS Logistics, demand for hybrid capacity leads to expansion of drop fleet trailer network. ITS Logistics, a leading third-party logistics provider, has expanded its drop fleet trailer network to meet the growing demand for hybrid capacity in supply chains. This expansion adds thousands of trailers to support dynamic and time-sensitive demand from industries like e-commerce, automotive, and government services. The proprietary network optimization technology and fraud prevention strategies drive the offering's ability to deliver drop capacity anytime, anywhere. This hybrid capacity approach offers shippers the certainty of dedicated equipment and the reach of an extensive carrier network, eliminating hassles like pool rebalancing and idle capacity. ITS Logistics has been recognized for its seamless solution, providing extreme flexibility and scalability to meet customer demands. The company's aggressive fraud prevention practices have resulted in a critical incident rate well below the industry standard at 0.004%. For more information about ITS Logistics drop fleet and comprehensive service offerings, visit their website.
Q&A with William Gottfried, CEO of PropUp. William Gottfried, CEO and co-founder of PropUp, is reshaping property maintenance with innovative tools like digital boards, mobile inspections, and real-time asset tracking. The partnership with Fortress OS offers seamless integration, improving day-to-day operations by centralizing maintenance tasks and providing visibility to staff and leadership. Residents benefit from low-friction interactions, completing move-in inspections easily, and communicating with property staff. Staff members enjoy AI and automation, reducing manual tasks and streamlining communication. This collaboration sets a new standard for property technology, emphasizing collaboration and connected systems for smarter, more resilient businesses.
EFM Global executes 17 air charters in 60 days for film, TV, live events, and music. EFM Global, a leading international logistics consultant, recently executed 17 air charters in just 60 days this summer, more than triple the industry's typical seasonal average. This milestone comes as demand for increased delivery speed grows and logistics costs climb. CEO Gary Morter highlighted the company's commitment to foresight, reliability, and problem-solving. EFM coordinated multiple complex projects, including a major infrastructure build in Saudi Arabia and a charter from Los Angeles to Iceland. The team navigated customs requirements and last-minute challenges across multiple countries, ensuring on-time delivery at every stage. EFM's operational expertise supports large-scale projects and advocates for early logistics integration to drive efficiency. For more information, visit their website.
Atlas Clear Holdings secures additional $2,000, led by two board members, completing previously announced $5 million in funding. Atlas Clear Holdings has secured an additional $2,000 in funding, led by two board members, completing the previously announced $5 million financing. The company raised a total of $5 million through promissory notes with a 20% original issue discount. Board member Sandip Patel invested $1 million and will join as Chief Financial Officer and General Counsel. Sixth Borough Capital invested $450,000, bringing its total to $950,000. The financing, led by directors, shows confidence in the company's performance. The company aims to bridge traditional finance with newer products like crypto. The latest financial updates will be detailed in the forthcoming 10-K filing on or before September 29th, with an earnings call scheduled for September 30th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ, MoMo, integrates Claude AI into Oracle NetSuite ERP to enhance efficiency and growth. Massimo Group, a manufacturer and distributor of power sports vehicles and boats, has integrated Claude AI into its Oracle NetSuite ERP systems to streamline workflows and enhance collaboration across departments. This deployment is expected to accelerate product development cycles, improve supply chain coordination, and deliver more responsive customer support, ultimately advancing Massimo's growth strategy and enhancing shareholder value. Headquartered in Texas, Massimo Group offers a full lineup of UTVs, ATVs, and mini bikes for outdoor adventure, dedicated to providing high-performance, reliable, and affordable vehicles for consumers across the United States.
Why AI chatbots require lots of energy. Artificial intelligence chatbots like ChatGPT and Google's Gemini have become part of daily life for millions of people, allowing users to ask questions, write documents, or create computer code. However, these chatbots require a significant amount of energy behind the scenes. As the demand for energy increases, solutions from companies like PowerBank Corporation could play a crucial role in addressing this issue. UK startup makes first quantum computer leveraging standard chips. A UK startup has made history by unveiling a quantum computer that utilizes standard silicon chips at the UK National Quantum Computing Centre. This breakthrough could potentially democratize quantum computing by eliminating the need for specialized and expensive chips. The company's achievement marks a significant advancement in the field of quantum computing. Other companies, such as D-Wave Quantum Inc., are also working towards making quantum computing more accessible. Investors can find more information about D-Wave Quantum Inc. on the company's newsroom website. TinyGems, a communications platform focused on small-cap and mid-cap companies, aims to provide tailored corporate communication solutions to help companies reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. The dollar is sliding. Here's how Wall Street is positioning now. Gold has hit record highs in 2025, outperforming major indices like the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, driven by a weaker U.S. dollar. Goldman Sachs predicts gold could reach $3,700 by year-end and $4,000 by mid-2026, possibly hitting $4,500 if investors move from the dollar to bullion. ES Gold Corp stands out as a junior player with growth potential, supported by permits and funding for production in 2026. Other notable mining firms include Kinross Gold Corp, AngloGold Ashanti PLC, Equinox Gold Corp, and Royal Gold Inc., all focused on leveraging expertise in the current cycle. For more information, visit networknewswire.com.
Investor News Breaks, CG Media Corporation, CDFW, signs LOI to acquire Racing Women assets, expand into women's motorsport. SG Media Corporation, listed on NABU, has signed a letter of intent through its subsidiary, Sports.com Media Group Ltd., to acquire Racing Women Limited's assets, a pioneering initiative supporting female drivers in motorsport. The agreement includes a 51% controlling stake in a new entity holding Racing Women's assets valued at $1 million, with options for full ownership. This acquisition includes Racing Women's intellectual property and global rights, aligning with SG Media's motorsport expansion strategy. The move follows the recent Sports.com Nations Trophy event at Donington Park, where Racing Women competitors from seven nations participated, and Austria's Jordan Dolischka emerged as the champion, earning a funded drive at the Radical Golf Cup in Abu Dhabi this November. Intellum and Madcap software partner to deliver intelligent, scalable content management for learning. Intellum, a leading platform for scalable learning solutions, has announced a strategic partnership with Madcap Software, the provider of Create and Syndicate, an intelligent learning content management system. This collaboration aims to streamline content creation, delivery, and governance, enhancing productivity and business impact. Madcap Software's LCMS centralizes the learning content lifecycle, offering AI-enhanced tools, compliance features, and seamless integrations. By integrating Madcap's content control with Intellum's platform, organizations can deliver personalized learning experiences at scale. This partnership enables users to create, personalize, and automate content efficiently, gaining deep insights into performance. Madcap Software's Director of Strategic Alliances highlights the importance of flexible and measurable learning solutions for organizations today, emphasizing the delivery of personalized learning experiences that drive engagement and measurable results. TBC Uzbekistan extends financial services to non-residents, expanding digital ecosystem's customer base. TBC Bank Uzbekistan, part of the TBC Uzbekistan digital banking ecosystem, now offers its services to non-residents in Uzbekistan. Foreign nationals can access digital banking products like the Salam debit card, deposits, transfers, and utility payments through the TBC UZ app. This expansion aims to reach new customer segments and integrate expatriate workers, students, and entrepreneurs into the digital economy. New customers can register remotely, with in-person meetings currently available in Tashkent and set to expand nationwide. TBC Uzbekistan, with 21 million registered users, continues to grow its presence in Central Asia by offering innovative financial services through its digital banking ecosystem.
Unlocking success: top online marketing practices for companies. Industry experts reveal the best online marketing practices for companies in 2025, including leveraging social media for authentic engagement, optimizing website functionality for user experience, and using data analytics to personalize marketing efforts. Chief Marketing Officer Jane Doe emphasizes that adapting to the digital environment is crucial for success. Investing in SEO and email marketing can enhance content visibility and nurture leads. By prioritizing these practices, companies can exceed customer expectations and thrive in the competitive market. Embracing technology and innovative tactics is not just beneficial, but necessary for success in 2025 and beyond. Tech Media Breaks, Powerbank Corporation, SUUN 103, advances beta partnership with IntelliStake on Enterprise AI Suite, CU, Yemen, has made significant advancements in its beta partnership with IntelliStake Technologies Corp, CSEISTK, for IntelliScope, an enterprise AI suite. The collaboration focuses on developing an enterprise-facing agent for the energy sector, offering features such as site analysis for renewable projects and regulatory monitoring. Powerbank will provide feedback during beta testing to tailor the suite to its needs. The program aims to improve decision-making in data-intensive industries, with future updates expected. For more information about Powerbank, visit www.powerbankcorp.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.